Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about just call it a balloon. That's correct, just call it a balloon. That seems to be the new MOD when dealing with something we can't explain, or possibly a threat from a foreign adversary, or possibly a threat to civilian air travel that some idiot has released without regard to human life. Yes, we have another object floating in the, 40 to 50,000 foot range, but nothing to see here. Move along, sheep. This just shows, I think, how incompetent our government is and how deceitful they are on so many levels. This first article comes to us from Forbes.com. In case you haven't heard, it says, U.S. tracks new high-altitude balloon 1 year after Chinese spy balloon. Here's what to know. Brian Bouchard, Forbes staff. It says, I cover breaking news for Forbes, dated February 23rd, 2024, 4:31 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, notice in the title, it immediately refers back to what was some kind of a Chinese balloon, apparently. The Chinese claimed that, hey, we were just checking on the weather, and somehow it got off track, because after all, we're just a simple unfrozen caveman and we don't understand how to launch your high technology confusing balloons properly. Right. We know what it was. It was a spy balloon sent here by the Chinese and ignored by the U.S. until it flew over somebody's house and they're like, hey, what's this thing doing up here? It makes you wonder what's happening. It says U.S. officials are tracking a high-altitude balloon floating over the Rocky Mountains. Officials said Friday afternoon, just over a year after U.S. Air Force fighter jets shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon that drifted over the country, which drew national attention and sparked fears of a major Chinese surveillance operation. I mean, are we even separate countries? Why are we afraid of a major Chinese surveillance operation, really, when we're helping them develop bioweapons in labs in Wuhan? That's been proven. Can't even dispute it, really. So yes, bringing out the boogeyman, asking for more money, even though they've lost $1.5 trillion and can't tell you where it's gone. Well, not much is yet known about the balloon. Here they're calling it a balloon. They don't even know what this thing is for sure yet. Officials told CBS it was spotted by military aircraft over Colorado on Friday morning and intercepted by North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD fighters over Utah. A NORAD spokesman told Forbes, why didn't they shoot it down right then? Isn't there a registry somewhere where these people are supposed to be registering these balloons at? I mean, why is it okay for whoever's doing this to just send these craft up into the air? They're floating up and around the same area and same altitude as commercial airliners. It says the balloon floating at an altitude over 43,000 feet, just above the upper level of a typical commercial's cruising altitude, is not believed to be maneuverable and does not pose a threat to national security, according to NORAD, though its purpose and origin remain a mystery. Now, how would they know that it's not maneuverable? I mean, they're just flying by this thing at 600 mile an hour. It's traveling 60 mile an hour. What could they possibly know? And another thing, acting like this thing is flying at 43,000 feet is no big deal, because most jet airliners fly under 42 or under. That's not cutting it with me. I remember being on an airplane years ago going to Florida, and they brought that airplane up over 45,000 feet altitude to get above a thunderstorm. It was a roller coaster ride. But hey, 45,000 feet. Now, what if we would have hit one of these? What if we would have hit one of these balloons or craft or whatever these things are? And let's assume that they've been released by some hobbyist moron on the ground. What happens when this? You know, we find out here it's like a 50-foot wide across balloon. What happens when that goes into the engine or goes across the windshield of the pilot? You know, the idea that people can do this. So the cover story is, well, it's the unknown hobbyist. or it's the unfrozen cavemen in China who don't know how to launch balloons. Look, if that's the case, it just goes to show how little your government cares about you. Because if the government cared at all, they'd be saying, hey, we need to keep these traffic lanes clear. We have jetliners flying across here 600 miles an hour. Sometimes I seen last week where they had them going at 800 miles an hour because of the jet stream. What happens when one of these things runs into a balloon that just happens to be flying a little bit low that day and crashes into a windshield? I don't know. It shows an unbelievable level of incompetence, of just not caring about the citizens, and just downright stupidity on the part of our government. Now it goes on here, it says the Federal Aviation Administration determined it did not pose a hazard to flight safety. Yeah, we've turned a poisonous snake loose in your house, but he's mostly stays in the basement, so we think he'll be okay. Officials told CBS they believe the object is made of a polyester mylar material with a small box attached to it and expected it to travel eastward over the Great Plains to as far as Georgia by Friday night. Now, they're trying to convince you this is some kind of balloon put up there to gather data, pretty clearly. Just over a year ago, a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon was spotted over Montana, and while Defense Department Secretary Lloyd Austin assuaged Americans at the time by saying it posed no civilian threat, its purpose remained shrouded in mystery, with some lawmakers urgently calling on the military to shoot it down. Days later, Air Force fighter jets did shoot it down, only after it crossed over the South Carolina coastline above the Atlantic Ocean, where U.S. divers were able to recover the debris. After its recovery, U.S. officials determined the balloon was made with U.S. components as well as specialized Chinese sensors, the Wall Street Journal reported, citing unnamed officials who added the balloon was capable of taking photos and videos that could be transmitted to China. The Biden administration condemned it as an unacceptable and irresponsible violation of international law, claiming the balloon was used to collect surveillance data. China denied that claim, maintaining the balloon was a civilian airship used simply for weather purposes, and that it had drifted astray. Now, there again, the Chinese doing the same thing. Since when is it okay for people to release balloons, or the Chinese government to release balloons, or the U.S. government, or whoever, and not have any control over these things, where they are traveling in an area that's in or near the altitudes that commercial airliners fly in? That balloon renewed tensions between Beijing and Washington and put the military on high alert for additional surveillance mechanisms, including an object shot down over the Great Lakes just 1 week later. U.S. military forces shot that down over Lake Huron, though officials said it was not a threat. Yeah, that was another one of these balloon stories. We never saw the balloon. They won't release the video of it being shot down. And notice how this article here, the Mockingbird Media, completely ignores the UFO shot down over Alaska and over the Yukon. So this is one of these mix and match stories where you throw in some weather balloon stuff, you throw in some spy balloon stuff, and then you ignore the UFOs that were reported and that were documented by the radio conversations held by the military guys who shot these things down. So once again, we have another balloon story, and we're just being lied to. Constantly lied to. And so this is what I'm talking about, disclosure. Now here's another story here from CBS News. It says, Department of Defense says high altitude balloon detected over Western U.S. is hobbyist balloon. Now this is articles from February 24th, 2024, written by Eleanor Watson, Chris Van Cleve, and Caitlin Yellick. Took three of them here to put this story together. Look, they're just going back to the playbook, and there's a little video here, you can watch it. I'm not seeing any pictures of this thing. They're doing the same thing they did with all these other ones. First off, if some truth happens to seep out where the pilots say, wow, we don't know what this thing is, it doesn't look like a balloon, it doesn't matter. They just ignore it. They just go with their narrative. This is a hobby balloon released into the sky by some rednecks, and now it's cruising along at 43,000 feet. A mere 1,000 feet above where jet airliners typically carry a couple hundred people through the sky at 600 to 800 miles an hour. But no worries. There's no danger. No danger whatsoever. That 1,000 feet could be covered in a matter of a couple, a second or two. It says a small high-altitude balloon being tracked by the U.S. is actually a hobbyist balloon, a Defense Department told CBS News on Saturday. So the story breaks on Friday, you know. They put it out there. You get a little bit of truth. They don't know what it is. It seems to be going with the wind. Who knows? But boy, Saturday morning, they're on the phone with CBS. We got to put the kibosh on this story. Just call it a balloon. CBS News first reported that the military was tracking the balloon as it traveled the western U.S. earlier in the day. NORAD, the military command responsible for air defense over the U.S. and Canada, later confirmed it had detected the object and said it was floating between 43,000 and 45,000 feet. Its presence prompted enough concern that the command sent aircraft to investigate. Well, if there was no worries, then why did you send anybody? The balloon was intercepted by NORAD fighters over Utah, who determined it was not maneuverable and did not present a threat to national security. NORAD will continue to track and monitor the balloon. NORAD said in a statement, the FAA also determined the balloon posed no hazard to flight safety. These are not the kind of people that I want determining whether or not the airplane I happen to get on is safe or not. Another reason why I just don't fly commercial. But think about this. These fighter jets are traveling at what, 500, 600, 700 mile an hour? I think they have to fly 400 or 500 mile an hour just to stay airborne for very long. They're flying along. They intercept, they call it intercepted, as if they were traffic control cops pulling over a speeder. Well, not pulling over a speeder, because these military guys are flying around there at around 500 or 600 mile an hour. And this object is traveling at 60 mile an hour, it says. I don't know. At 43,000 feet, are the winds over 60 mile an hour? I mean, what's going on? Wouldn't this thing be traveling with the wind? It goes on to say, balloon was intercepted by NORAD fighters over Utah, who determined it was not maneuverable and did not present a threat to national security. NORAD will continue to track and monitor the balloon. NORAD said in a statement, the FAA also determined the balloon posed no hazard flight to safety. One U.S. official told CBS News the balloon was expected to be over Georgia by Friday night. The official said the balloon appeared to be made of Mylar and had a small cube-sized box about 2 feet long on each side hanging below it. Its origins and purposes remain unknown. Would there be a terrorist somewhere whose family's been killed who might be upset enough to set off a bomb over the U.S.? You know, the Japanese did this. How, at a time when our country has soldiers stationed all over the world, and you have to take your shoes off and walk sock-footed across a filthy mat in an airport to prove that you don't have bombs in your shoes, I mean, how idiotic is that? At a time when you have to wait for hours to get through the checkout line sometimes, being, molested and invaded by the TSA and all their x-ray equipment and all this stuff. Well, all this is going on. Balloons with things attached to them that we don't know what they are can be flown across our country at just above the altitude that commercial airliners fly, and it's no big deal. How do we know that this balloon is not some sort of terrorist weapon? Why doesn't the balloon have to take its shoes off? And what could the fighter pilot really determine at 600 miles an hour as he flies by this thing? It's practically standing still next to him. Do we have any pictures? Apparently not. They say they do. I haven't seen them. Haven't seen the pictures from last year of those things shot down over Alaska, Yukon, or Lake Huron either. The Chinese Foreign Ministry claimed that the balloon was meant to collect weather data and had deviated far from its planned course due to high winds. This is, now they're going back to this whole 2023 thing. And then they finish up with the paragraph on that we don't really care about. What they do in all these articles is they announce something's been seen again over the Rocky Mountains. They try to speculate that it's a balloon. Then they just come out and say, oh yeah, it's a balloon. It's got something hanging from it. It is flying just above the same level as commercial aircraft, but don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. Move along, sheep. And then they pivot back to the whole supposed Chinese balloon that we're told was shot down over what, South Carolina, whatever, here a year ago, and they had to wait till it got out over the ocean to shoot it down because they were so worried that somebody might be injured by falling debris. Yet we have stuff coming in from outer space pretty much every day of the week, crashing here and there. And the fact is, they had all kinds of open territory. They could have shot this thing down last year between the Rocky Mountains and North Carolina, South Carolina, wherever it crashed. We're being lied to at every step. If you can't get anything else out of this story, you should be able to at least see that your government, the people that you vote for and pay extremely large amounts of money for to look after your best interest, are lying to you at every turn. Now, just for kicks and giggles, I typed into Google and said, "And what's the wind speed at 43,000 feet? We're told those things move at 60 miles an hour, right? Well, here we go. Flying at 40,000 feet puts you in the middle of the jet stream. The typical wind speeds at that altitude are 125 to 160 miles per hour. Next challenge is the temperature, which, as you know, drops with increasing altitude. The typical air temperature at 35,000 feet is minus 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Is that possible? I think that's a little bit cold. Now, here's one from the Weather Channel, weather.com. It says, talking about the wind speed, it tells us that a weather balloon launched by the National Weather Service east of New York City to Upton, New York at 7 p.m. Monday night measured 231 mile per hour winds at the 250 millibar pressure level in the atmosphere, or about 35,000 feet above the surface. 231 mile an hour winds. And I'm looking all over the internet, and it seems to be pretty standard that at 43,000 feet, you have wind speeds of 100 to 200, almost 300 mile an hour. Seems like 120 is the slowest. So how is this balloon, or let's just call it a UFO, that's been spotted out there in Colorado, how is it hovering at around 60 mile an hour if it's a balloon and the wind speeds average between 120 mile an hour and 283 mile an hour? Did they happen to give us the winds that day over Colorado when this thing was spotted? Or are we just to take them at their word at it that this is a very unusual balloon? The whole thing smacks of lies. The whole thing. We have another UFO that's been spotted, and yet again we're told that it is a weather balloon set up by hobbyists. And does the government have any curiosity about who those hobbyists could be? Is there any kind of a security threat? Could that balloon contain a bomb, perhaps? Could that balloon contain spyware on it, where they're picking up conversations or data or whatnot from our country and transmitting that to, say, the evil Russians? No, they don't know. They just assume that it's from some hobbyist who released this. Now think about how ridiculous that sounds. And think about what's going on in the world today. And think about the fact that if you want to take an airplane trip, you need to take off your shoes, walk across a filthy map, and prove that you are not a terrorist. But yet, unknown entities can release these craft every day of the week to float around at or about the same level that a commercial airline does. And when the government is asked about it, that same government lies to you and says there are no safety concerns. Nothing to see here. Go back to sleep, sheep. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.